coming up on episode number 1181. Got a special tribute today to a great one that we lost yesterday. Mr. Glenn Campbell passed away at the age of 81. We got a special tribute to Glenn and his music. We've also got a trip back in time. We're going to go back 30 years to 1987, this day in 1987, and look back at what the most popular songs were on this day in covers. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville today. Well, a couple things. Number one, a tribute to Glenn Campbell. Lost him yesterday after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. And knowing how much in touch this show is with Alzheimer's and the cover-thon we do every year to raise money for battling Alzheimer's. And of course, just being a fan of Glenn's music, it only made sense to do a special tribute for today's show. Prior to that, this was going to be a trip back in time, and that's still what the second half of the show is going to be, a trip back to 1987 to see what about 15, 16 of the greatest hits from back then were. No, about 10, 11 of the greatest hits were back then. I shortened things, truncated them to make sure we had time for all of it. Let's start, though, with Glenn Campbell and a cover of Gentle on My Mind, one of his greatest hits. This one performed by the band Onionhead, and they contributed this to the Through the Looking Glass album, 1967. This album came out in 1990, but it was a tribute to that year. Here's Onionhead and Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. Mm-hmm. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. Of my memory and keeps you ever gentle.
Templeton twins, Tippy and Terry, vocally tiptoe their way through that sparkling old favorite, Rhinestone Cowboy. Twins?
I've been walking these streets alone, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game. Guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star spangled. Coming over the phone. do-de-o-do. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone.
Rhinestone cowboy.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wire, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but I don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. Still on the line. Wichita lineman is still on the line. All the riches say you give me eyes and a moon of blindness, a river and time of dryness, a harbor and the tempest, but all the promises.
Beautiful version of that song. That's Glen Campbell right there with a cover of U2's All I Want Is You. That one from the all-cover album he released back in 2008 called Meet Glen Campbell. Really, really good album covers on there. Modern stuff, older stuff. He does a great cover of Travis's Sing, which is really good. Great version right there of All I Want Is You. Before that, Wichita Lineman. That one is Jimmy Barnes, featuring his son, David Campbell, joining him on vocals there. That was a duet album that Jimmy put out in 2005 called Double Happiness, each song with a different person that he's singing with. And it's also all covers, and it's also really, really good. The Templeton Twins, right before that, with a cover of Rhinestone Cowboy. From that album, Trill It Like It Was, they do that whole thing, that whole album in that style, and it's fantastic. They do Hey Jude. It's really, really good. Go check it out. Templeton Twins. The Wondermints before that, from their Wonderful World of the Wondermints, with a cover of Guess I'm Dumb. Now, that was a song, not a big hit for Glen Campbell, but what's notable about it was that it was written by Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys and was kind of that post-Beach Boys stuff that Brian Wilson was doing, writing music for other people. Onion Head at the top of that set with a cover of Gentle on My Mind, that one from Through the Looking Glass, 1967, an album that came out in 1990 and celebrated the music of that year. That is going to do it for the Glen Campbell segment. The tribute, Glen Campbell, you'll be missed, but your music, of course, as always, goes on forever, and we appreciate that. All right, before we get to our This Day in Covers sets, let's go ahead and tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. And that sponsor, my friends, is Amazon, with the Amazon's Gotcha Covered Listener Purchase of the Week. We love our pets, don't we? I know I love my dogs and my cat who is sitting right here. She was up in the perch. Now she's moved into a cardboard box that I keep on my desk strictly for that purpose. She loves to sleep in a box, in a cardboard box. I don't know why, but maybe it's because in 1987 there was a hit called Living in a Box by a band called Living in a Box, and she knows that that was going to be the focus of today's episode. But no, she, you know, we do these things. We spend money on our pets because we love them, and what better place to buy things for our pets than Amazon? That's what somebody did this this week. They bought an Amarcat 72-inch cat tree. Now, if you're a cat owner, you know that a cat tree is like one of those collections of perches. It is not an item you can use to grow your own cat. Be careful. If you someone tries to sell you a cat tree to grow cats, tell them they're a liar and move away quickly. Kennedy in the listening audience was the one who bought that. Thank you, Kennedy. Great kickback on that one. I got $10.12 because you went to Coverville before you went to Amazon. You went to Coverville and clicked on an Amazon link, which took you to Amazon, and from that point, anything you added to your cart and purchased gave me a little kickback, and that $10 will go towards buying an all-cover album of some sort or another. I promise you that. So big thanks to everybody who uses the Amazon links on Coverville. Doesn't cost you an extra penny, doesn't cost you anything, and it's super easy. Do that, help support the show, and you can do it without any additional costs or any extra work on your part. Or you have to click once. Really, is that so hard? Come on now. All right, terrific. That is Amazon. Amazon's got you covered with the Coverville listener purchase of the week. All right, let's get to 1987. Back in 1987, I was graduating high school. This was the music that I was listening to. Well, covers, not necessarily all covers, but hey, there were covers for me back then that I was big on. So, you know, there's things back there that kind of were a precursor to my life right now. However, the covers you're about to hear are all newer versions of songs that were popular, that were on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1987 on this day, August 9th. Now, the actual day of the chart listing is August 15th. They only come out with charts once a week, so your mileage may vary. I went ahead as opposed to going behind. What does that matter? Let's go ahead and get to this first one. This was a rare top 40 appearance by a band that usually didn't make the top 40, but have a huge legion of fans and people who not only buy their music, but also travel to every single live performance that they do. Of course, I'm talking about the Grateful Dead. As a matter of fact, today, or this month, would mark what would have been the 75th birthday of Jerry Garcia. So in lieu of an actual Grateful Dead cover story, which would obviously be 42 hours long, let's go ahead and just play you a Grateful Dead cover. This is the band Love Cannon from their Greatest Hits Volume 3. Here is Touch of Grey.
Silver linings got a touch of gray, and I will time. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again. Here I go again.
My life ran on too fast, and I had to take it slowly just to make the good parts last. When you're born to run, it's so hard to just slow down. So don't be surprised to see me in the brighter part of town. And I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors I closed one time will open up again. I'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched me once will smile and take me in. And I'll drink and dance with one hand free, let the world back into me. Though I'll be a sight to see back in the highlight again. You used to be the best, make life real to me. And I hope you're still out there, you're like you used to be. Have ourselves a time, we'll dance till the morning sun. But let the good times come, we won't stop until we're done. And we're back in the high life again. All the doors I closed one time will open up again. We'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched us once will smile and take us in. And we'll drink and dance with one hand free, have the world so easily. Oh, we'll be a sight to see back in the high. All the doors that closed one time will open up again. We'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched us once will smile and take us in. Back in the high life.
Telling secrets, but I remember how it used to be, and I realized how much I miss you, and I realized how it feels to be free. Now I see I'm up to no good, and I wanna start again. Can't remember when I felt good, baby. No, I can't remember when. No, only in my dreams. As real as it may seem, it was only in my dreams. Couldn't see how much I missed you. Now I see how much you meant. Now I see my world come tumbling down. Now I see that road is bent. If I could only hold you and remember how it used to be. If only I could scold you and forget how it feels to be free. No, only in my dreams, as real as it may seem, it was only in my dreams. No, 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 only in my dreams, as real as it may seem. Thank you. in my dreams, as real as it may seem, it was only in my dreams.
Oh, I'm having way too much fun making the cat chase the cursor on this monitor. I wish this was a monitor that had a video camera, because I bet this would be hilarious. Anyway, that was Miscast with a cover of Debbie Gibson's Only in My Dreams. Ah, oh, what a sweet song. That one was back then in 1987. That was, where is it? It was number 9 on the charts, Debbie Gibson's song. Rising, as a matter of fact. It was 13 the week before, so it was on its way up, that song. Before that, Back in the High Life Again, of course, Warren Zevon from that album Life Will Kill You from 2000, covering Steve Winwood. His version was number 13 on the charts on this day. Here I Go Again by Whitesnake, that song was number 26 on the charts. Yeah, I did a big jump there from 9 all the way to 26 in this first set. Pickin' On Series, doing that one from the biggest hits of the 1980s. That was the Pickin' On Series, and Here I Go Again. And Love Cannon with Touch of Grey, that one from their 2014 release, Greatest Hits Volume 3. Here's a little secret about Love Cannon. All their albums are entitled Greatest Hits, so there you go. Makes it easier to find, doesn't it? I picked that one just because of Jerry Garcia's birthday, and it was number 32 on the charts back then. But we're going to stay in the top 10 for this last set and a half of music. So number 9 was Debbie Gibson. The Jets had number 8 with Cross My Broken Heart. Don't Mean Nothing by Richard Marx was number 7. No covers of those. But I do have a cover of the number 6 song on the list. This was a one-hit wonder by a band that, I take that back. They might have had a secondary hit with China in Your Hands in the UK, not so much in the US. And when you're looking at songs titled Heart and Soul, right around the same time, we had the Huey Lewis and the News song with that same title. Here is T'Pau, covered by the band Tobacco with the song Heart and Soul. Get ready. This may be one of the weirdest covers you hear all month.
Yeah.
I try not to act too proud. The only happy until you cry. And after this, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. You just don't argue anymore. You just don't argue anymore. To the door again. Oh, if you ask that's what I say, it's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. There's nothing blocked out, nothing slow. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me.
Down.
Number two song from this day in 1987, Who's That Girl by Madonna, of course taken from the soundtrack to the film of the same name. That one performed there by Molotov Cocktail Piano. That one from MCP Performs, The Best of Madonna, Volume 3, which came out a couple years ago, 2015. That Volume 3 came out. Before that, Zoe and a cover of I Want Your Sex. That one from their collection called Grandes Hits. And I've bought enough Mexican imports to know that usually it's Grandes Éxitos for Greatest Hits. So I don't know why they're straddling the line. It's for the same reason that Ricky Martin doesn't know the Spanish word for living in Living the Vida Loca. Before that, The Indigo. Yes, two Japanese covers right there back to back. The Indigo with a cover of Luca by Suzanne Vega. That one from their 2002 album, My Fair Melodies, and Yum Yum Orange doing a cover of another cover. Yeah, it was La Bamba by Los Lobos that was on the charts on this day in 1987. Of course, also from the soundtrack to that film, a cover of the song originally by Ritchie Valens way, way back in the 60s. But you know how these things work. There's covers that make it onto the Billboard charts. There always have to be. This is from their 2005 album, Orange Funky Radio, Yum Yum Orange with La Bamba. We start off that set with Heart and Soul, originally by Tapao. The only band I can think of named after a Vulcan. A cover by the band Tobacco that they released just a few years ago. Great cover. Probably one of the weirdest things I've played on the show in a long time. That cover right there. We've got one more, and it is the number one song that was on the charts on this day in 1987. Of course, it was from a very popular album by a band that is still hugely popular. This was from probably people's favorite album by this band. I don't know, maybe. The album was Joshua Tree. The band, of course, is U2. The song, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, and the cover is performed by Juliet Turner.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
into one, bleed into one. Yeah, I'm still running. You broke the bonds and you lose the chains. Carried the cross for all my shame, all my shame.
Your number one song on this date, 30 years ago, U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, covered there by Juliet Turner for the album Even Better Than the Real Thing, Volume 3. These are Irish albums, three or four volumes that came out, two of which I believe were covers of only U2 songs, and then the third and the fourth one were covers of anything, but all of them performed by Irish artists, Juliet Turner, and I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. That is going to be what we're looking for as far as the end of the show. That is going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me. requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. And of course, you can visit coverville.com. Everything else you want right there is at coverville.com. We'll be back next week, and then gone the week after. I'm going to be over at the Podcast Movement in Anaheim. So if you're going to be there as well, find me. Let's have a drink or something. Anyway, so next week something, and then the week after that nothing, and then the week after that something. So there you go, two somethings and a nothing. We'll be back next week with another episode of the show. Until then, this is Brandon Mitz saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll always be what you're looking for.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.